Halloween program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorfon Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Along with me this hour, I got Fred Wallen, who's in Los Angeles, California. I, the Dorf Man, am in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports. Shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. Tons of things to talk about this hour, whether it's the Masters and some new names and Jordan Spieth atop that leaderboard, a youngster looking for his first major. Could he break through today? To be honest with you, I like his chances. Kid doesn't seem to phase under pressure and just has a great outlook on things and a great attitude. The Phoenix Suns get ousted from the playoffs last night. Kind of tough to be a fan here in the Valley of the Sun right now, Fred, when you think about it. Phoenix Suns get ousted from the playoffs. The Phoenix Coyotes not in the playoffs. And the Arizona Diamondbacks have gotten out of the gate absolutely slow in the cellar in their division. So tough to be a Arizona sports fan right now, Fred.
You know, the loss of Patrick Corbin certainly going to hurt the Diamondbacks all season long. And we'll come back and talk about that and a whole lot more, will we not, Andy?
Absolutely, we will. Like I said, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. Tons to talk about as far as the NBA. Most of those teams are all secure, but still jockeying a little bit for position. And then, like I said, great day at the Masters here on Sunday. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sport Byline USA Radio Network.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Let's do this.
Catch the Star Fantasy League show, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Jonathan Sprung, co-hosted by SFL CEO Zach Stanley and SFL COO Seth Young, as they talk everything fantasy sports, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Twitter at SFL Show, online at StarFantasyLeagues.com, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorfont Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Tons of things to talk about. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfont Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Fred, I just kind of want to go around the world of sports with you here in this segment, and I want to start with the Masters, one of the majors going on in golf this weekend. And I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of happy that it's Sunday, and we're not talking about Tiger Woods, and we're not talking about Phil Mickelson. We're going to be talking about, hopefully, you know, an up and comer, maybe a Jordan Spieth. You know, a Jonas Blix, a Ricky Fowler. Again, if Bubba gets it done, he did it in 2012. But just kind of refreshing to see some new blood atop the leaderboard.
You know, over the weekend, on Friday, I talked to Tommy Jacobs, a fine golfer for many, many, many years. He's still on the senior circuit, I think. I think he still plays once in a while. But he competed in the Masters in 1952. At the age of 17. So I find that pretty astounding. And you have a 20-year-old kid right now leading it. And, it's fun, except I got to be honest with you. I do miss Sunday and no Tiger. Now, I want Mickelson to win one so he can make his $3 or $4, $10 million, whatever it is, and then leave the country because, of course, he's paying too high tax rate in the United States of America. So I'd like Phil to leave the country, and the only way he can do that is to win a big one. Of course, didn't make it past the second round on Friday. I missed it. I do miss the veterans. I do miss the big names. I did. From that aspect, you and I are about 180 degrees apart. I mean, you want to see young kids come up, certainly, but I like the rush of Tiger when he's 3-4, either in front or behind on the 15th or on the 13th on a Sunday, and then you see if he can get it done or he can't get it done. So from that aspect, I do miss Tiger not competing in this year's Masters tournament.
Okay, but with that being said, Fred, when's the last time Tiger's really competed in a major on a Sunday?
No, true. I'm just looking for the comeback. I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Is he done? Is he going to ever set the all-time record? And I still have faith that he still might get it done because he's an astounding golfer. He is, you know, I grew up with Arnold Palmer and Nicklaus and Lima and those guys, and he would rank right there with them. I mean, you could make the case. I think Tommy Jacobs, Friday on our show that I did with him on Friday, actually said that he would take Tiger ahead of everybody that he's ever played with or seen. So that's Ben Hogan, Sam Snead. I mean, that's pretty fine company. So I do miss Tiger Woods.
Look, absolutely in fine company. No one is arguing. Those are facts. I mean, you can't take away the wins that he has. He has 14 major victories. But the one thing I would caution you with, when you look at Tiger and the tournaments that he's won, it's on a few select golf courses, to be honest with you, Fred. So Tiger has his places that he does very well, but Tiger also has his places that he struggles at. And if you look at his victories, they're very there's like three or four golf courses that he dominates.
True.
Other than that, he doesn't dominate like that. So I hear what you're saying. And again, 14 majors is 14 majors. You know, it's second to a guy by the name of Jack Nicklaus. So you can't really question what he's done. I'm just saying I think I would look at it a little bit differently because there are a few select golf courses that Tiger dominates, whereas some of these other guys dominated many a golf course. And I don't know. I just I love Tiger, and I agree with you. I'm looking for the comeback that may never happen. So at this point, I think the reality of the situation is I want to appreciate what he did. And if he ever gets back to that form, so be it. But I am no longer expecting Tiger to get back to that type of play.
Let me tell you what Tommy Jacobs said. He said Tiger has much stronger competition now than anybody in his era had. And he's talking about the international golfers. So many of them have come over here and do so very, very well. So I think that's a good point, too. If you're going to say that Tiger only wins on certain golf courses, which basically is true, you also have to say, but he's beaten people that the Nicklaus of the Palmers, and before that the Sneeds and the Hogans and the Sarazens and people like that never had to compete against because basically, we've got more international players now than we've ever had before. So you got to add that into the mix. And then I don't know what the answer is, but I do miss the big names on Sunday. I would never miss a hole if Tiger was competing. Even if Nicklaus was competing and he's three or four strokes behind on a Sunday, I would probably watch the whole thing. I'll just watch the baseball and watch the Masters in between on a Sunday now because Tiger didn't compete in it, and Nicklaus, of course, I mean, Mickelson, of course, was knocked out after the second round. So based on that, you know, I'm going to watch baseball, and I'm going to watch the instant replay go to hell here. I don't know I don't know about you, Andy, but I got to tell you something. Yeah, I want every call to be correct. I can't stand what I've seen so far the first 2 weeks of instant replay. I think it's an utter joke. It slows the game. I'd rather see the umpires arguing with the managers. Don't like it. Can't stand it. Think it's horrible. I think it's another Bud Selig ridiculous idea, another reason why he shouldn't make the Hall of Fame when he retires next year. Hate it. I mean, it's beyond hate. I can't stand it, and I think they're going to have to tweak it a whole lot for people like me to ever really take it seriously because I think it's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, look there's one good thing that Bud Selig did, and then there's a whole lot of things that I scratch my head about. And the one good thing is obviously bringing the wild card into baseball. It's definitely made it a lot more exciting. Hey, I just want to touch on one thing real quickly, and then we can keep going around baseball or wherever. But I also think a huge factor in today's game of golf, and any game for that matter, is the factor of technology. And all these guys are hitting the ball an absolute ton. You know, I mean, they hit their drives 330 yards. And I agree with you. It's not only is it hard to compare, you know, the different generation, it's just hard to compare because the technology today is so much better than it was back then. So we're almost comparing apples and oranges. The only thing that is comparable is they're all professional golfers, but it's a completely different time, and it's a totally different game than when the Sneeds and those guys were playing it back in the day. So they were using wooden woods, you know. I mean, and now it's all different types of things that they're using. So I just think it's really hard to compare generations in sports. I always kind of chuckle at it when, you know, you compare Michael Jordan to Lew Alcindor. I mean, there's just no comparison. The game is different, technology is different, and they're different people. So I have a hard time with people that make comparisons like that. But ultimately, yes, they're all pros and they're all playing. The game is the same. It's just a totally different time.
Babe Ruth never competed in the major leagues against African Americans. What would have happened if African Americans were playing at that time? We'll never know that answer. So I think your point very well taken. It's the numbers mean a lot to me, but in certain circumstances, you just don't know what the numbers would be if everything were equal. Of course, nothing is equal in sports, and nothing is equal in life. Things change. There's no question about that, Andy. And a whole lot more the rest of the way, do we not, on this show?
Absolutely. And speaking of numbers, I don't want to brag right now, Fred, but how about my Milwaukee Brewers?
8 in a row.
Best team in baseball right now.
Hardly, but that's
records
okay.
Hey, records don't lie, Fred.
If the season were 2 weeks long, they'd be the best team in baseball. However, season is 26 weeks long.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out, but they usually get out of the gate slow, so this is kind of refreshing to see them kind of get out a little bit quicker, and maybe they'll battle the whole season long. But he is Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, and we're going to go around the world of sports, some NBA and some other things with him. So keep it close. A lot of stuff coming up. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorf Man in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And Fred, at this moment, we're lucky, we're fortunate. We're going to be joined by Jeff Rich. Jeff, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys.
Jeff, real quickly before we get into it, tell people how they can find you and check you out.
All right, I'm on the More Than a Fan Digital Network. It's morethanafan.net or mtaf.co. And I do a podcast at mtaf.tv, and you can catch me right here on Sports Byline Sunday in the first hour.
Sounds like a plan, and appreciate everything that you do for us, by the way. And I don't want to beat around the bush. I kind of want to get into it right away, and I want to go through the NBA a little bit. You know, a little bit of heartbreak for the Phoenix Suns as they were ousted yesterday by the Dallas Mavericks, 101-98. Last second three-point attempt by one of the Morris brothers came up a little bit shy for the Phoenix Suns, and, you know, they sit outside looking in. I guess what I really want to say is maybe this is actually somewhat of a blessing in disguise, because they were actually projected to be a pretty lousy basketball team, and I got to think 47 victories, to be honest, in my humble opinion, Jeff Hornacek and these guys completely overachieved. Jeff, you first, and then we'll get Fred's reaction.
Well, you know what? They definitely overachieved, but, you know, watching them play the Spurs on Friday night, I saw something and I made a comment on, you know, it doesn't matter the players on the floor sometimes if they're led well. And San Antonio is obviously a great organization with Pop. And I think that that's exactly what Lon Babby wants to get done here in Phoenix with Jeff Hornacek and this young core of players. They don't have any superstars, and maybe that they do need to be in the lottery, especially a draft as deep as this one, so that they can get some of those players. They're going to be picking before some of these Eastern Conference teams that have much, much worse records than them, just because of the imbalance between the East and the West. You know, there's a place in the NBA that you don't want to be, and it's right around the eighth seed, and it's kind of right where the Phoenix Suns are now, and I like to call it NBA purgatory, where you're not really in the playoffs where you're competitive, but, you know, you're also not really at the top of the draft where you can add the pieces, and you just get stuck there. And I think Atlanta was stuck there for a long time with Joe Johnson. I think the Suns were stuck there after their run in 2007, where you might argue the officials kind of aided knocking them out of the playoffs. So I think this, you know, like you said, it might be a little bit of a blessing in disguise for them to miss the playoffs this season.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what you said. Fred, overachieve, underachieve, how would you grade the Phoenix Suns this year?
Well, they obviously didn't underachieve. They certainly overachieved. You figured going, I don't know what the number was in Vegas, but I would imagine it was around 37 or 38, so they overachieved by 10 games. But something Jeff said, and a lot of people are now fighting for, and I think it's ridiculous, you know, it goes in cycles. Sometimes the Western Conference will be stronger for a few years. Sometimes the Eastern Conference will be stronger for some years. Now people are saying, hey, just put the top 16 in. Well, first of all, it's too many, but that's another story for another time. But
sure.
Secondly, you don't make a change like that. I think you play within your conference, within your division. You know what you have to beat going into the season. And as the cycles change, the cycles change. I don't think you just because this year one conference is much stronger than the other, you make a major type of change. I think that's ridiculous. But I think people jump at it. They don't think it out clearly. They just think of the here and now. They don't think of the future or the past, and they make moves like that. So to me, it makes no sense whatsoever. Keep it the way it is. Sorry for the Phoenix Suns. But you'd be sorry for any team to finish ninth in a situation like this, because this year the Western Conference was very, very tough. No question about that.
Look, I mean, looking at the records, it's kind of, I mean, it just kind of proves exactly what you're saying. You know, you have San Antonio, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, and then Houston, who all potentially could have a better record than Indiana or Miami.
Yep.
And we're talking about going four deep in the Western Conference, you know, and we're talking about the top two teams, which have a tied for the best record. There's definitely an imbalance, and I don't know what the answer is.
Andy, the answer is the draft and free agency, and it'll change in 3 or 4 years depending on where some of these players go. And just think how grateful you should be that Jim Buss is running the Lakers, or you'd have a fifth team in the hunt for the best record in the world of basketball. So as long as Jim Buss is holding on to the Lakers, you can at least have one club, one franchise that you know will never do very well.
I mean, all I'm saying is it's very impressive when you have, let's face it, there's going to be seven teams in the Western Conference that are going to have 50 wins. I think that Dallas will get one more W. They've got one more game to close out the season. And if they win it, they've got 50 wins for the season. I don't know. There's something impressive about that 50-win total. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Eastern Conference isn't as bad as we thought it was, because you're only going to have one team, hopefully, that's under 500. Charlotte has the opportunity to be at least 42 and, you know, 39 or 43 and 39, whatever it is, okay? They have an opportunity to be four games or so above 500, and only one team in the Eastern Conference will get in with an under 500 record. They can't, you know, pick the top 16 teams. I think that that's garbage as well, Fred. But I hear what you're saying about the balance of the cycles and whatnot, but I just feel like the Western Conference has been dominant for a long time, and it's more than a couple, 3 years. I think it's got to be going on close to 10 years. I mean, San Antonio wins 55-plus games every year. I can't remember a year where they didn't win 55 games. I just think there's such an imbalance in power, and again, the draft can only do so much, because those kids got to take 3 or 4 years to get better too, because they're all coming out when they're 18 years old. So they're not that's not an immediate impact necessarily. I just think the NBA has its issues for sure. Let's switch gears a little bit. Indiana and Miami. Who do you think winds up winning this thing out? Obviously, only two games left for both of these guys, and Indiana does hold the tiebreaker. So, with that being said, do you give a little bit of a nod to Indiana, or do you give the nod to Miami? And frankly, does it matter? Jeff, you first.
Well, to answer your last question, it doesn't matter. I don't think Miami plays particularly better at home than they do on the road. I think that they might even have a little bit more fire on the road. But as far as this thing is concerned, I think that I think that Miami ends up winning out, and I think that Indiana drops a game. So I think it ends up being Miami, but Indiana's just not looked like that team that they were 2 months ago, and it's a shame, because you know, everybody wants at least one good matchup in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And if Indiana doesn't bring their A game against Miami, you know, we're going to see a 4 or 5 game series in the Eastern Conference finals in all likelihood.
Yeah, you know, Fred, I don't know about you, but the one thing that I loved about Indiana is the fact that they played great defense. The one thing that I hated about Indiana is the fact that they sometimes are offensively challenged. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think Bill Russell or somebody said that this game has always been about making buckets, and they have a trouble making buckets.
And they also have some internal problems going on right now, too. A couple of the players not necessarily getting along when they start talking about one another. You know you have problems. But as I said, all season long, it's all irrelevant, because in the end, LeBron and the Heat will win their third consecutive crown.
I don't know. I mean, there's something about the Heat that I think is missing, too. I mean, and obviously it's Dwayne Wade. If Dwayne Wade is healthy, they're a much better basketball team. I don't know. I look at I'm not saying they're going to get it done, but I think Chicago and Brooklyn are two teams to kind of keep your eye out for in the Eastern Conference that could cause a little bit of havoc. Not saying they can win it, but they're going to be tough to get through, those two teams. Brooklyn finished out the season playing a lot better, and you know they beat Miami the other day in Miami. I don't think it's as easy as you guys think. I think Miami and Indiana, if they do get to the finals and meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, they may have a tough road to get there.
You know, Brooklyn knocked off the Heat four straight times in the regular season, and you know what? It doesn't matter. In the end, LeBron is too good for the rest of the league, and he will dominate. He's got the albatross off his back. He's won the two crowns. He'll win his third consecutive crown. And so for people saying the Western Conference is stronger, and it is, but the best team in the end will be Miami.
We'll see. Again, I think San Antonio and Oklahoma City are going to be two tough teams. There's something about the Clippers I don't like. something about Houston I don't like. Maybe it's the fact that Dwight Howard isn't totally 100%, and I don't know. And Portland, they're good, but they've struggled down the stretch too. Jeff, final word for you. Who do you think we're going to see in the NBA Finals?
I think it's going to be the Heat and the Thunder again, and I completely agree with Fred that not only the easy path that they have to take through the Eastern Conference, but they're just the best team in the NBA, and they're going to win their third straight title.
Jeff, as always, appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, guys.
Jeff Rich hanging out with us, as he always does. Fred Wallendorf, man, will be right back on the other side. We're going to continue to battle this thing out neck for neck. Eye for eye. He's Fred. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You think managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to FantasyGold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes, FantasyGold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create an 11-player dream team with your favorites from around the world, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for June in Brazil. Show your friends what you can do with a 75-euro salary cap. If you love soccer, you'll love FantasyGold.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Beautiful day here in Phoenix, Arizona. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. Tons of things to talk about, whether it's the Masters and maybe Jordan Spieth coming through as a real youngster and other guys in that mix too. Matty Kuchar, I think he's got a great shot today. You got to like any of those guys in the top five or so, because I just don't think any lead is safe, to be honest with you. Fred, I kind of want to go around things with you, and I don't know, you're a little closer to the situation. than I am there in California. And the latest about Colin Kaepernick, obviously he denies everything that's been alleged about something, an encounter with a woman in Miami. But all I'm going to say is when there's smoke, there's usually fire. And I guess, look, I believe and I want to hope and pray that, Colin is telling the truth. But ultimately, we will find out what happened here. And, you know, at this point, it's all speculation. And he's completely denying the TMZ report. But how do you feel? I mean, usually when there's smoke, there is fire. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, he's innocent at this point. I have no idea what went on. Obviously, you know, we all had situations with women as, you know, we grew up, and sometimes things happen that is a mutual thing, and sometimes it's not mutual, and then he's in trouble. I don't know what the story was. I have no idea what the – maybe they had a fight, and so the woman is now claiming something that didn't happen, and maybe it happened. I have no conception of what happened down there. I would have had no idea of what's going on. You'd hope and pray from his standpoint that nothing went on. And certainly from the 49ers perspective, he hoped nothing really happened. And obviously, if it's an athlete or an actor or somebody in the limelight, everybody knows about it. And, you know, if TMZ, and I didn't see the story originally, but TMZ broke it, fine. Now, if he's acquitted of all charges or there are no charges ever thrown against him, I expect TMZ to spend as much time apologizing as they spent on the story. I don't know how much time they spent, but I'm just saying let's balance things out a little bit and see how it works out through the legal system, see what happens.
Absolutely. Another thing that we haven't talked about lately, but is the Aaron Hernandez situation. It looks like two guys have been indicted last Friday on murder charges in the shooting, you know, from the death of the man last summer. What are you hearing about this situation? And does the outlook look as bleak as I think it does for Aaron Hernandez?
Well, from the outside, it doesn't look good. I mean, let's be blunt. It looks like he's a bad guy. But again, who knows? I mean, who knows the story? He might have been in the car, the next car. He might not have been there. I don't know. I really don't. But again, it's a guy in the limelight. And if it's somebody else, if it's Tom Smith, who nobody knows about, nobody's talking about it. He happens to be a football player. So people are talking about it. We'll see how it revolves in the wonderful world of our court system. And it takes forever in our courts. Just both of my brothers are attorneys. They told me stories about how long here in California certain kinds of cases take. This could take 2-3 years. Who knows how long it takes? And maybe he'll be acquitted. Maybe he will not. But certainly it's changed his life, no matter what happens at this point in time, because obviously he missed last year in the football season. And even if he's acquitted next year, the year after that, he's going to miss 2 or 3 years of the football season. Then what happens? I don't know. You know, it's our court system is really intriguing. It really is. How many people, Andy, have we put away? And in some cases, in capital punishment, we've killed, and then you find out afterwards they're innocent. The Northwestern group, the Innocence Program, has found hundreds of people in those circumstances. So in this case, we've got somebody who's not even been convicted, and we're convicting him. So let's see how it works out.
In my case, I haven't put anybody away, but I understand what you're saying. And again, like you said, and everybody and anybody is innocent until proven guilty. That is the system, and that's how it works. But again, I'm just one of those guys that look, when rumors come out, there's got to be something behind it. Most people are not. Look, you can make up what you want to make up, and you can say what you want to say. But at the end of the day, the facts are the facts, and whatever happened will come out. And if this person is being a gold digger or whatever, you know what? That'll come out. And then obviously the story would get kiboshed. But any validity to this, you know, as Colin Kaepernick has completely denied it, then it puts him in the same limelight, if you ask me, as a Ryan Braun or anybody that lies to you. So
sure.
I just think people need to be careful with what they say and how they say it.
Let me just say this. You know, Andy and I have been in the radio business a long time, and a long time ago, I had an operations manager at a radio station who promised me some things, and then he couldn't come through with those things. He totally, 100% lied. But his company, my company at the time, believed him. Now, what I'm telling you is that every word he said was a lie. We had corroboration, and he lied, and he won based on the fact that he worked for the company. My point is, obviously, the state now is going against Hernandez, and if it's a guy versus a gal, in Kaepernick's case, Kaepernick's at a disadvantage right now in this society. I don't know if he's telling the truth. I do know that everybody has been lied to. I'm sure, Annie, you're on my Facebook, I'm on your Facebook. Apparently somebody, I don't know if they lied to you or something, but you wrote something this week that sort of broke my heart about not trusting friends. So if a friend can lie, anybody can lie. So I don't trust anybody until a guy's, you know, goes through the court system. And again, you got 12 people convicting somebody, and then we find out through the Northwestern Innocent Group that these people have been innocent all their lives. They've been in jail 11 years, 16 years, 15 years. They've been executed. And 12 people went one direction, and all 12 were wrong. You know, humans make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I go with the motto of, for the most part, DTA, don't trust anybody.
That's it, okay.
And you know, things happen, and people react and respond in certain ways. And you know what? We have the freedom of speech, and every now and then, I have to at least voice my opinion about something. And I never mention any names, to be honest with you. And that's the one thing that I'm somewhat of a smart guy, because I would never mention any names in those types of things that I do post. But at the same time, I do call people out to a certain degree. And when you say something to me and you don't honor that, well, then I feel kind of obligated to call somebody out on that. Speaking of calling things out, LeSean McCoy, Shady, offered something to DeSean Jackson that he hadn't received from any of the people in Philadelphia. And, you know, it was public support for his ex-teammate. I mean, I guess that what I'm going is I don't necessarily think that this was a decision that everybody is going to be on the same page with. First of all, we all know the kind of receiver that DeSean Jackson can be. And again, this is another guy that they were making alleged comments about, and he denied them as well. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes the finger pointing is just too much. And you know what? Ultimately, I think we can agree on something here. And the fact is that they were going to have to pay him a lot of money. And I think this was Philadelphia's way to not have to pay him that money.
Well, yeah, and the only thing is he's injury prone. I mean, he's been injured, so that's, you know, from Philadelphia's point of view, I don't want to pay this guy a lot of money if he's going to be injured again. However, you know, you lose Macklin all last season, and now he's back. Is he going to be 100%? Who knows? The story, if you missed it, folks, the last few weeks, Philadelphia or somebody in the organization came out with the fact that DeSean Jackson's friends from childhood might be gang members. Well, you know, everybody's had friends who've been great people, and you've had friends who weren't so great people. But if they treated you fairly, you probably still might be in touch with them in some cases. I'm still in touch with kids from high school that I grew up with, and some of them are nicer than others, but it's how they treat you, and you keep those relationships, and you don't break them. And he was brought up in a rough part of here in Southern California, DeSean Jackson was, and he apparently, allegedly, knew some gang members as he was growing up. They certainly didn't make him a gang member. It meant that he may have known some gang members. Well, a lot of us know some bad people. I mean, and a lot of people knew Bernie Madoff, and that didn't make them Bernie Madoff. I mean, it just, You know, and a lot of people know a lot of people, and you don't know necessarily what they're doing. You only know what they're doing when you're with them. You don't know how honest they are or trustworthy they are or kind they are or whatever the case might be. And let's say he did know a lot of gang members. Did he know they were gang members? I don't know. I wasn't there, and neither were you, and neither was Philadelphia. And so it's easy to go after somebody, and I agree with you, too. I think it was an easy out for the Eagles. They did not want to spend a lot of money for, even though he's a top-notch receiver, he's been hurt. And he's had his great moments, and then he's had his down moments. If I'm Nick Foles, I'm certainly disappointed. And as McCoy, you know, said, he's disappointed too.
Well, and DeSean Jackson, you know, gets signed by the Redskins. I actually think he'll fit in pretty well there. I think he'll have revenge on his mind when he's playing against the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, that's the one thing, too, is if you do let a guy go and then he winds up signing with somebody in the same division – I think you got to really, really think about some of the decisions that you make. And, you know, I want to spin this even a little further. Think about what Riley Cooper did, okay?
Yeah.
I guess where I'm going with this is they gave him a second chance. They gave him a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, what he did, I think you could make an argument. It may be, I mean, I don't know. I want to judge the scale of better or worse, but ultimately, I mean – I don't know. I think it'd be pretty tough, for guys in that locker room to look at him the same, no matter what they say.
I would never play with him again, and I'm telling you that I would never play with him again. If I were a player, white or black, I would not have wanted to play with Riley Cooper ever again. I'll never see a Mel Gibson movie. So my point is, it's out there. You can't bring it back.
Yeah,
so the point is, I would never play with a Riley Cooper, and they played with him, and so I think your point very well taken.
I mean, I guess at the end of the day, you know what? Talent is more important than anything. I mean, and to be honest with you, that's really sad. I mean, it's crazy. I just don't get it. And in Deshaun's case, it's like they said, well, talent doesn't mean anything in this situation. And, you know, we've got to take ourselves away from this guy because he may or may not be involved with gangs. I guess I just don't understand the thought process at the end of the day. And maybe that's why I'm not making those tough decisions. Anyways, Brett Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. So keep it close. A lot to talk about, and as always, really not enough time to do it. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today, and been a good show, by the way. A lot of interesting conversation. And this hour will rebroadcast tomorrow, I believe. Is it 9 a.m. Pacific time, Fred?
I believe so. Across America and around the world on the Sports Byline USA broadcast network. Andy, before we go, I want to make the comment. Another week's gone by. And the folks in Southern California are still blacked out of Dodger games, and it's really getting bad because on Tuesday, it's Jackie Robinson Day, Andy, around baseball. All the players are wearing number 42. Last time I checked, Jackie Robinson began in a Dodgers uniform, yet 75% of the folks in Southern California will not be able to watch the game in San Francisco. It will be blacked out. Shame on the Dodgers. Shame on Time Warner Cable. And it can happen to you if you're listening in any other city across America and around the world, because the cable industry, the satellite industry, and professional teams have us by the throat, and they squeeze and they squeeze and they squeeze for more.
Yeah, I mean, it is unfortunate, but the one fortunate thing you have going for you is at least your team is 8-4, and they're atop the division, and it looks like they're going to be a team to be reckoned with for the whole season. And
is that good news or bad news if you're a Dodger fan, though? My point is, if there's such a thing as karma, they should be 4-8.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? I'm quite serious about that. I mean, the Dodgers are going to think we're not doing anything wrong if we go 8-4, you know, if we win a division by 20 games. And with Corbin out in Arizona, they lost a contender, certainly with the Diamondbacks. So my point is, as a fan, a Dodger fan since birth, my mother's womb, because my dad was a Brooklyn Dodger fan, Fred's going to scream, and you're going to say goodbye.
Well, I don't know, man. It's just... it's a wacky world of sports, and we're fortunate enough to be talking about it here every now and again. And as always, Fred, appreciate you taking time out. Look forward to talking to you next week. Got to thank Jeff Rich, Scott on the other side for making it all possible. Hey, enjoy the day. Watch some golf. Watch a little basketball. Hopefully Jordan Spieth, this youngster, can get it done. If not, maybe Matt Kuchar or somebody else, but... as always, so much to talk about, not enough time to do it. For everybody involved, I am the DR Man. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.